support the referendum on the April ballot, we will lose 9 firefighter positions, which is going to be devastating for the city because we have such an uptick in calls. So basically, fire department and definitely PD, they're literally chasing calls. They're literally, because people are like, why aren't they sitting there looking for the speeders? And I said, well, they're literally jumping from call to call to call.
Yeah, I know.
And you can't do that if they don't have enough bodies.
They know attention to what I say. It sounds like a lot of work. I'm glad there's people like you doing it because I wouldn't. And I'm very glad there are people like you. Thank you very much for coming in. You're welcome here anytime, as you know.
Thank you.
Renee Kelly, who's the County Board Supervisor for the 2nd District, and she's also an alder for the 13th District, correct, which is Uptown, right?
It's West Racine.
West Racine.
Yeah.
Okay, West Racine. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much for coming in.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you for slipping in when it's, you know, now it's 2 degrees outside.
Ooh.
It's a little warmer than when you came in. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. We're talking to Kelly Cruz from the DRC coming up in just a moment.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A hip-hop star wakes up a happy man after he was found not guilty of assault at court in Los Angeles.
The rapper, whose real name is Rakim Mayers, was accused of shooting a childhood friend in 2021. But defense attorneys argued the alleged weapon was a prop gun and could not fire bullets. When the not guilty verdicts were read, ASAP Rocky was so moved by emotion, he leapt into the lap of his longtime girlfriend, Rihanna. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A polar vortex has brought life-threatening cold to the central part of the country with record temperatures well below zero. CBS meteorologist Jessica Birch.
It's areas like the Dakotas that will actually be at negative 45 degrees throughout this afternoon for our feels-like temperatures. We make our way down south to Dallas, sitting at 14 throughout this afternoon.
Near whiteout conditions in Kansas City, Missouri led to lots of spinouts on slick roads. Pointed remarks from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky a day after high-level talks between the U.S. and Russia and Saudi Arabia, with one of the goals to begin negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. Correspondent MTS Tayyab is at the foreign desk.
We are seeing a lot of disinformation that is coming from Russia, he said. Unfortunately, President Trump, with all due respect, is living in this disinformation space.
A Kremlin spokesman says President Trump and Vladimir Putin could meet in person as early as this month. Mr. Trump and Elon Musk have given their first joint interview of the new administration to Fox News. They defended mass firings of federal workers at the direction of Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
They wouldn't be complaining so much if we weren't doing something useful.
One round of dismissals went too far. Correspondent Nancy Cordes at the White House.
Just last night, the U.S. Department of Agriculture admitted it had accidentally fired some veterinarians and animal health technicians working to prevent the spread of bird flu. The agency said it was working to swiftly rectify the situation and rescind dismissal letters.
A federal judge has refused to block Musk and his staff from accessing government computer systems. Money raised at last month's Fire Aid concert is set to go out to Southern Californians now who lost homes to last month's wildfires. CBS News Los Angeles, Leslie Marine.
This is just the first round of distribution when it comes to these grants. Fire Aid officials say another one will follow shortly after all these are distributed by the end of the month.
The benefit, featuring Joni Mitchell, Lady Gaga, lots of other musicians, brought in $100 million. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a duplex on Gilson Street in Racine that exploded last night. Only 2 people were hospitalized. They were rushed to Milwaukee for treatment. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. In Racine's April election, Jens Jorgensen will face incumbent Melissa Caprillion for the 5th Aldermanic District. Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke will compete for the 9th District seat. Full election results can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha voters rejected a $115 million spending request for Kenosha Unified yesterday. About 54% voted against it. Rebecca Stevens, Valerie Kretschmer, Carl O'Brien, and Andreas Mamalakis advanced as the top four candidates for two open Kenosha Unified School Board seats. And the state Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit concerning Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van. The court ruled that the Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacked standing. The ruling did not opine on the legality of the mobile voting site itself. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%, felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. And this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
I'm tired. I'm always tired. I know I come across as high energy. I'm always tired, and I'm married to a woman who never sleeps. I don't know if anyone's with a non-sleeper, but if you attempt to get rest with a non-sleeper, you appear selfish. Every night, my wife's like, oh, you're going to bed? It's 3 a.m. Oh, I thought you loved me. I do. Is there something you need to tell me? I'm tired! I'm always tired. People think I'm hungover. They're like, your time went on last night? No, there's just my body trying to stay alive. I become one of those guys when I'm sitting in a chair and I go to get out of the chair, people around me are like, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. It's 50-50. I have to make a plan. Throw your head forward, wish for the best. It affects what I wear. I see people in lace-up boots and I'm like, never! How much free time do you have? What do you have, your own butler? Eventually my wife was like, we should find out why you're so tired. And I'm like, I think it's you.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Everybody thinks that the fun events downtown Racine only take place during the summer, the spring, and the fall. Not true. In the dead of winter, we still have a lot of fun events, and one is coming up this weekend. The executive director for the Downtown Racine Corporation, Kelly Cruz, is with me, and the Chili Ice Walk is coming up.
Yes.
And that is this Saturday.
Yes, and good thing is it's not going to be as chilly out, so that's great.
Let me take a look here real quickly, because I noticed next week we're going to be in the 40s, and let me just see here. Saturday, well, we're going to be at 27 degrees, which is better than 1 degree, which we're at
that's
now.
That's going to feel like a heat wave, okay?
27, you can breathe again. Okay, so the Chili Ice Walk. Now, this is to do with chili, the food chili.
Yes, yes. It's kind of a play on words. But, yes, it's two things that are happening during this event. You're going to get to sample 20 different chilies from all of the best restaurants throughout downtown, and you get to see live ice carving throughout downtown. So it's sort of the best of both worlds.
And you don't want
it's
it too.
It's so fun.
And you don't want it too warm because the ice has to stay cold, and at 27 degrees, which will be the high for the day late in the afternoon. So the ice will still stay frozen. So you get to see what these artists have sculpted. I mean, some of them are. How do you do that?
I know. It's pretty crazy. They use chainsaws. They use chisels. They have all of these different tools. They are coming from all over Wisconsin, so we've got some really great ice carvers, and it's going to be fun, and I'm so excited to try all the different chilies. And You can get a chili scorecard. It's available on our website and also on our social medias. Or you can stop at the DRC office that day and pick up a map and a chili scorecard. And then as you go around, you get to basically judge the chilies. And then, of course, we're going to have a first, second, and third place winner who will have the best bragging rights all year long that they are the winners of the Chili Ice Walk 2025.
Do I need to bring my own hot sauce, or how does that work? Because I have my own hot sauce.
There will be some hot ones.
You know what I buy? Yeah, I buy the jars of Taco Bell fire sauce. I actually sell them in the supermarket. Because my wife got me the Diablo one, which is a step above fire, and I couldn't handle that. So I went back to my fire sauce, and I have like six jars of it at home. I just love it. It's the perfect heat. You know, you don't want too much heat. This is perfect for me. I can handle it. If I get too much of it doesn't bother me. The Diablo sauce, whoa. And I think I told you once, I was at the library at a tasting once, a hot sauce tasting. They had it in one of the rooms at the library. And I don't know what it was, but number 8 and number 10 almost sent me to the hospital. It turns out it was cooking hot sauce, where you put one drop in a pot. And I was taking a whole chip load in my mouth. It didn't bother the other people, except one other guy who wanted to go with me. He said, can we share the ambulance on the way to the hospital? So we drank a gallon of milk to get the heat out of there. But it's not going to be like that this weekend. It's nothing like that.
And the nice thing is there's going to be vegetarian chili. There'll be white chicken chili. There'll be hot chili. There'll be medium. I mean, yeah. Everybody has their own spin on it. Everybody pulls out the stops to make sure that they are representing for the best chili. Now, believe it or not, last year, Pub on Wisconsin was the winner. The chef Manny was the chef for that. And they had like avocado slices on top and cheese cubes. I mean, it looked gorgeous. It tasted gorgeous. It was awesome.
So what now, where do you start with the chili ice walk? Where's the beginning point, or is there a beginning?
There is no beginning or end. So you can park at any one of the ramps, $4 all day. So easy parking. Plus, they just removed all of the snow off of the streets. All of the snow will be removed off of the streets by Saturday. So there'll be plenty also of street parking where you don't have to worry about those big snow piles. And then you can start and end anywhere you'd like. We've got places all the way from Joey's Yardarm to Bridge Tender Tavern, all the way to, you know, Pepe's Pub and Grill on 6th Street, and then everything in between. So Red Onion, Maple Table, all of your favorites are all going to have the chili. And then the ice carvings are spread out as well. So, you know, make a day of it. It's from noon to 4, so come hungry and make a day of it. It's really a fun event. Thousands of people come down for this, and just watching the live ice carving is really interesting. We have a few female carvers as well, which I think is just, I just love to see a female carver with a chainsaw, you know, making something really beautiful. But it's a fun day. And then there's also a scavenger hunt for the kiddos. It's completely free. Pick up the map, like I said, and on our website, socials, or just stop at the DRC office that day, 425 Main, and pick everything up. And you can do a fun scavenger hunt and win some prizes, and it's cool.
Where does the money thing exchange? How do they? Because there's a cost for it. So where? How do you get your ticket to? How does that work?
No, Don. This
no,
is free.
This is absolutely
100%
free.
Free.
Have you lost your mind? Have you gone insane? Free? What's the matter with you? Do we need you put away? So this is
right,
free.
Yeah. This is a free event.
Wow.
Really great. Yes.
No, I knew that, by the way. It's a free I just wanted to get you to say it and explode. It's a free event, and the ice carvings are not going to all be at Monument Square. They're going to be all over the place, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, they are throughout downtown, so you want to walk around. You want to circulate, get your steps in that day, stop at all the stores. Some of the stores will be sampling chili as well, so like Hot Shop Glass, Artist Gallery, they're all making their own chili as well. So this is, I mean, there is a lot of chili happening.
And it's going to be a nice day. The sun will be out and 27 degrees, so the ice sculptings will not melt. The chili will be nice and hot. And you know what? It's great because that's what you need to warm you up, a nice bowl of chili. And we're not talking about a huge bowl. We're talking about a sampling because you're going to be sampling all over.
Yeah, these are just sample cards.
And where do you get the scorecards?
You get the scorecard on our website,
okay,
on our socials, or stop at the DRC office, 425 Main Street that day. We're open, and stop on in and pick up your scavenger hunt card, your scorecard, your map, everything you need.
In the old days, people used to bring a sampling into the radio station so we knew what we were talking about. Those days are over. No more free samples inside the radio station. Those are the good old days. The state fair used to come by with cream puffs to promote the state fair. Now they say, well, there's a picture of it online if you want to see it. No, I wanted to taste it. I can't taste it online.
I have a good idea for a future guest for you, too, Mr. Downtown, Craig Audi.
Okay.
You know Mr. Downtown, so let's get him on.
What food is he bringing in?
Yeah, he'll bring in food. He's worked in downtown forever, and he's known as Mr. Downtown, Downtownian of the Decade. So I think that would be a fun show.
It was a song, Mr. Downtown. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's how he got his name.
It was in the movie That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks, and in the movie they were playing at the Wisconsin State Fair in the film with Tom Hanks. And the song they were singing was Mr. Downtown. That's good. I love it. Okay, so let's do a quick review here. We've got the Chili Ice Walk. It's this weekend, noon to 4, downtown Racine. It's free to taste all the chilies. You can go all the places walking around with your scorecards. You get online or at the DRC office and just rate them. A lot of fun. There's a scavenger hunt for the kids. And there's also the ice sculpting, which will be really nice. You get to see them sculpt and see how they do these amazing things. I once had one of the ice sculptors on the air with me. And I said, what happens if you make a mistake and you cut something off you shouldn't cut off?
This does happen often, actually. And what they do is they just
make something else. Yeah.
Sometimes they end up making two small things because they got a little too aggressive and it turns into two ice blocks. And that's okay, too.
Yeah, and I said, whatever, you cut an arm off. Well, now it becomes Captain Hook.
We
change it.
You got to roll with it.
Just because you can't put it back. Well, this is just great. I got to get you into the next week or two. We have to talk about all the events coming to downtown. But this is
a lot of St. Patrick's Day shenanigans happening. So I'd love to come and talk about those.
Oh, and you had to get the word shenanigans in there, too. That's good. I like that. Okay, right. So the Downtown Chili Ice Walk is this Saturday, noon to 4. Bring grandma, bring the family. The ice, the snow is going to be removed. Plenty of parking. You can park in the garage for $4 all day if you want. The chili is free, and also the ice sculpting is free. So really, except if you can't find a parking space on the street or in a free lot, it's all free. Don't bring any money with you, right?
We want you to bring the money.
Bring money. Okay, bring money.
Spend money at these downtown businesses. Right. They could use your help right now.
That's another mistake. Bring money. Okay. Well, what a morning I'm having, huh? Okay, thank you very much. Kelly Cruz, who's the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, and this will be a great success. The weather's going to be good. Good thing it wasn't last weekend.
I know. We probably would have had to cancel it or postpone it.
Do you sweat these weather things? When you see the forecast, do you get like a palpitation in your heart or something? Like something like that?
You know, there are three events that I do get that, and that's with Party on the Pavement. I stress about that. I stress about the parades, too. So St. Patrick's, because we've had it as cold as like negative 20, and then a holiday parade. I would hate for it to be, you know, snowing or a huge snowstorm. But those are the three big events. Everything else we can always postpone or work around.
Okay, the chili's free, but bring money anyway, because a lot of businesses downtown, you can go, they'll all be open. You can go inside, walk around, and make your purchases. How's that? Is that a little better?
That sounds great.
Did I do good? I done good, right? Okay.
Hope to see you down there, Don.
Okay, now I have tickets for the Racine Theater Guild next Saturday, but I think before and after I might have some time. So
there
that's
go.
Good. That's
Perfect.
Good. Thank you. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the DRC. Always good to talk to you, Kelly. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Don. Bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, that's a chili ice walk again, downtown Racine, and that's coming up this Saturday, noon to 4. But coming up right now, Pete Schwabba with The Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
We could all use more time. Amazon Business offers smart business buying solutions so you can spend more time growing your business and less time doing the admin. I can see why they call it smart. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the 3, takes the 3, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news.
WRJN.
Thomas at the Shirelles. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 15. Cloudy, low 6 tonight. Partly sunny. Highs near 24 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy 2 degrees right here at Radio Park. So a guy in Illinois was not looking forward to Valentine's Day after his girlfriend broke up with him. But 3 days after he got dumped, he bought a lottery ticket, and it hit for $1 million. No word on whether his ex is regretting her decision on dumping him. Not everybody's motivated by money, though, right? It's 826, local news, Chandler Sitz, WRGN. Got the bulbs now, 5 o'clock world.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
World, the Bogues, local news, Tamla 6 at WRJN. It's 8:28. Good morning. It's cold. It's 2 degrees. Could be worse. The other day it was like minus 6 at this time. So it's a little warmer. Hey, if you could bring back any fad, which one would it be? All right, block parties came out number one on the list. Hanging with your neighbors used to be amazing. I think I still see block parties around. They're not totally gone. Rollerblading, tetherball, slap bracelets. I remember seeing slap bracelets. Yeah, I remember those. Saying not as a punchline. Now, do you remember when people used to say, oh, I love it. Not. People don't do that anymore, thank goodness. The 90s grunge look. Fanny packs. They're the ultimate inconvenience, but you know what? I never wore one because I didn't want to be that person with the fanny. Plus, I'm a big guy. You know, I'm like 6'3", and having a fanny pack wasn't a good look for me. And mullets. Do I need to say anything more about that? It's a fad that went away, and I think some people still have them, but for the most part, it's not as prevalent as it used to be. Hey, it is 8:30. Let's take a look at news in the morning, see what's going on locally with election results and more. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were injured in that Racine house explosion and fire last night. It happened at around 6 at a duplex on Gilson, about 2 blocks north of Mitchell Middle. The cause still isn't known, but investigators may have a tough time due to the conditions. Debris was blown for blocks, water used to douse the flames froze, and We Energy has reportedly had issues trying to dig out and find a cutoff valve. Nearby homes were briefly evacuated as a safety measure. Again, the cause of that explosion and fire at the duplex in Racine is currently under investigation. Kenosha Unified voters said no to the extra spending. The $115 million school referendum for Kenosha Unified was voted down yesterday. A request from the Waterford Union High School District in Racine County did pass. In other results from yesterday, voters in Racine's 5th Aldermanic District sent Jens Jorgensen to the April ballot to take on Melissa Caprillion. In the 9th, Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke advanced to April. To recap results, check out RacineCountyI.com. 40 degrees by early next week and maybe rain. The cold weather advisory sticks around for a little bit today, but then a warm-up takes place. It'll be in the 30s for the weekend, up near 40 on Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
You ever go to like a retail place and you pay with cash and they pull out that counterfeit pen, start marking all your money? And then when they give you change, they give you back cash? I'm always like, let me hold on to that pen for a second. You don't trust me, I don't trust you, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know it's a one, you know what I mean? Trying to roll around out here with counterfeit ones.
Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
Stephen Stills all by himself there before he was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I think he just left Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for that song. Love the one you're with. It's 8:35, local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 15. Cloudy low 6 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 24. Cloudy and 2 degrees right here at Radio Park. A little bit of sunshine out there since I said that. Yeah, a little bit of sun. All right, so this woman in Virginia accidentally bought 50 lottery tickets and one of them hit for $2 million. Now, the question I have, how do you accidentally buy 50 lottery tickets. How does that happen by accident? Oh, I meant to say five, but give me 50. How does that happen? That's $100 worth. Assuming they were the $2 ones. I hope they weren't the $5 ones. Well, $2 million, so it doesn't matter, does it?
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Won't you?
movie of the same name. Help, it's 840. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. With some good morning fun facts for you. Like the ratio of cookies to cream in Oreos is 71% cookie, 29% cream. I assume they're not talking about the double stuff Oreos. There are whales alive today who were alive before Moby Dick was even written back in 1851. They're called bowhead whales off the coast of Alaska. They're over 200 years old. What they have seen, huh? It takes 60 tons of paint to cover the Eiffel Tower. That's the weight of 10 elephants. How often do they paint the Eiffel Tower? That's a lot of paint from Sherwin-Williams or something. It's 8:41. We're looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 15. Cloudy, low 6 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 24 degrees tomorrow. Cloudy and 2 degrees right now at Radio Park. 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM everywhere.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
Teaming up with the Spinners, then came you. It's 8:45, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. I've got one of those tricks that's supposed to make you happier. Now, each night, write down three things that went well that day. Then write one sentence for each explaining why. Takes about 10 minutes. Studies have shown that if you do it every day, you'll be a happier person in 6 months. 6 months? I don't have that kind of time.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, X-Golf Kenosha. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 famous courses, hit the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and get $40 simulator certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Golf Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers, Memphis, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. And according to this study, checking your cell phone too much can mean you're depressed because you're constantly trying to find something to alter your mood. And a separate study found the average person spends 95 minutes a day texting, 49 minutes a day emailing, and 39 minutes checking Facebook. Here are a few things to do before you go to bed instead of checking your cell phone. Read a book, drink herbal tea, meditate, or listening to calming music, or oldies for that matter, you know, timeless hits, you'll feel a lot better. As a matter of fact, here's one of them. Linda Ronstadt, their group, The Stone Ponies. Different Drum at WRJM.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Yeah.
Told Every Little Star, Linda Scott, 855 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and this looks like fun. There's a museum of failure. It's in Sweden. It showcases hundreds of failed products. It shows how innovation requires risk-taking and failure. We should have one of those here. I love that idea. The Museum of Failure. Think about it. Hey, I've got the circle here. Red Rubber Ball. Local news. Timeless hits. Only here at WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me all morning long. Had a good time. Dan Marcus on the other side of the news. I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early once again. But right now, here's my theme song, Poor Little Fool. Here's Ricky Nelson.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool.
Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Record lows well below zero are sweeping the nation's midsection. It comes on the heels of deadly flooding in the South, where snow fell overnight.